Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast. Adam Gray's back from Florida, and we'll start out by
boom,
yay!
Adam, how many hot moms were walking around the pool in bikinis when you were in Florida?
Just,
how hot were they? And how like were you partially? Can I say
aroused?
Yeah,
erect
while sitting at the pool with your kids, watching these moms walk around the pool.
There was one chick that was a 10, just an absolute dime, smoking body named Julie Gray.
Oh, stop it.
Just a smoke show.
Look at this guy.
She got me fully.
A laser light show.
Yeah.
Look at this
Gray
guy.
Is the worst person in the world to ask about other women. He literally is the worst. And there's wives out there listening. They're like, nope, he's the best. And I get their take, but from our perspective.
I can also, and I don't swear on this very often, but Gray's also the biggest bullshitter I've ever met in 32 years of life.
Also the biggest troll. He's both. And he denies both of these things, I'm sure.
It's great to be back,
Welcome
guys.
Back,
I appreciate the support that I'm getting from you two.
Yeah, we've had a couple good shows without you, man. You're going to have to earn your keep today.
Mark.
I listened to both. I would say they were very similar to the second half of the Kansas State game. Not pretty. You guys got through it, though. You got the job done.
Sarah is a much better third co-host than you are.
For you guys to look at, sure.
She's okay. She's okay. She's not here today. It's just us three.
By the way, anybody who got advice from Chris or Mark, please email me. I will set the record straight, give you actual legitimate advice.
Hey, you should confront Mark about the social media thing.
What's up?
You called me and you're like, that was terrible advice that Mark asked about on the social media deal about the Facebook likes. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I think it was Katie. Katie was upset because one of her friends that she thought was a friend that she doesn't like you. Which,
nobody really likes Mark.
Yeah, not.
Yeah.
Most believable
thing I've heard.
I follow it.
And my big thing is, who gives a shit? It's Facebook liking. I'd never bring it up to anyone ever because it's just a Facebook like.
Yes and no. I get it that it's trivial in nature.
Yeah.
I get that. But since then, the one you're talking about happened, right?
Yeah.
And since then, that same person had a birthday, and my wife goes back on and says happy birthday in the feed.
Did she like it?
And at the time, there was like, I don't know how many there are now, but at the time there was maybe 40 people that had said something, happy birthday, whatever.
You went through and counted?
39 of them had been liked and Katie's wasn't. That's just mean, man.
Well,
it's just mean.
No, what this really boils down to is you need to be a better person so that your wife can keep friends, because your wife is losing friends left and right because you're being a dickhead.
Anybody that doesn't like my wife because of me, that's lame, dude. That's like Williams hating me because I like Trump. Come on, we're still buddies.
No, I disrespect you and think less of you, but I don't hate you.
Well, see, I can live with that. I can live with that. That's fine. You know?
I was hoping we could go a full fall cast about politics.
I don't have the energy today.
Williams is benefiting from them. $2 trillion added to the market since the election day. And as Williams knows, it has 100% to do with the president.
It's just funny, like, because both sides do that.
I got
into a fight on Facebook with a friend about that. Like, When the market's great, like in your parties, and you credit them, and then when it's not, then it's like, oh, the president has nothing to do.
Dude, if the market tanks anytime soon, it is Obama's fault. There's no question about it. You know, it's like these things. You know, they're always behind. They're always in arrears.
You're both wrong. If anything bad happens, it's still and always will be George W. Bush's fault. You always got to blame G. Dub.
Says the guy that doesn't believe dinosaurs existed.
No, so, absolutely not.
We were just talking about
that's
that.
Utter insanity. But anyways, yeah, it's good to have you back, Gray.
Thanks, buddy.
Can't tell by the sound of my voice. I've never been more excited.
I agree.
How was the trip?
You sound excited.
You guys went to Disney?
We went to Disney World for one day. Disney was great. The weather was perfect. 82 and sunny every day we were there. The place we stayed at was awesome. Had like five pools, a couple lazy rivers, slides.
How old are your kids?
10, 6, and 15 months.
Okay, so the 15 months. Did nothing. You held her or put her in a stroller the whole time. The other two kids, do they freaking love it?
Yeah. Yeah, they loved it.
Because everybody I know that goes there like raves about it.
They're about
like,
Disney
gotta,
World?
Yeah. They're like, you got
to
go.
They're lying to you.
It's literally the Magic Kingdom.
No, people act, say this stuff to you because they're supposed to. They're supposed to come back from vacation and tell you how great it is.
So I could have just as much fun at Adventureland. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
Big take there.
No, stop for one second. Okay. Going and seeing the Mickey Mouse for your daughter, or even if Seton's a big Mickey Mouse fan, Owen loved it. That you can't get at Adventureland. But the waiting in line, there's so many people. We went at a time where the lady there told us it was as slow as it had been in 2 years. So we went at a perfect time. The longest we waited in line was 20 minutes. But even 20 minutes waiting in line sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it. So there's a couple things you can't get, like the light show on top of the castle. Unbelievable. I recommend that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a little overrated. I mean, I don't know any father that I – mothers are different, right, because they want their kids experience the magic and everything. But for fathers, all you're doing is worried about making sure your kids don't run off.
Well, you don't want them to get eaten by an alligator.
Eaten by an alligator. You don't want them to get run over by one of those people in those motorized wheelchairs. It's already happened to me once.
Like the guy that hit Owen. The old senile man at the State Fair.
Yep.
State Fair. That is – how the State Fair is how Disney is. You got all these really – out of shape people that weigh 300 pounds in these motorized wheelchairs just rolling all over
Disney. What are they doing there?
I don't know.
That's my question. Well, they're not going on the rides.
If they would get out of the wheelchair, maybe they wouldn't be obese. Yeah, around Disney.
I am not a skinny person by any means. I felt skinny at Disney World. It was the first time in my life.
Seriously?
The people were huge.
Is it massive?
They were big people.
Speaking of size.
I expect that at Adventureland, but Disney, I mean.
They were big. There are some big
Is
big
Disney
people.
World huge? I assume it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were just at Magic Kingdom. They have Epcot. They have other places there, too. Yeah.
The asses.
It's gigantic, it's a nice place. It's worth going. Make sure you do it right with the fast passes when you go that you can hop around and not wait in line as long. But, yeah.
So there's still a line, though. The way those work is it's not just there's no line. They're shorter lines.
Yeah, basically.
But you can't use it on everything. You can only use it on.
You get three. Just start the day, you get three that you can choose from at a certain time. And so you have an hour window to go and you scan your card right there and it says, yep, you're able to go through. And then instead of a 45-minute line, it might be a 5 or 10-minute line.
So because, as you all know, I'm an elitist snob, my obvious question is, do they even sell the top of the line, no lines ever, you're the king of the day pass?
I don't know. I think they used to. I don't know if they do, though.
Because, everything's for sale. That's what I think.
You just throw money at anything.
It's not a bad way to do things.
I made a terrible mistake yesterday.
This should be good.
No, I signed up for this. My obsession with stocks and stuff and learning about the market.
Mm-hmm.
Portfolio. I go through these deals where I become obsessed with different things. And so I signed up for this that Jim Cramer guy's free 14-day deal where he gives you stock advice.
Mad money.
Yeah,
right?
And you can watch what he's doing.
Yep.
I mean, I've gotten 16 emails already this morning. My phone's just blowing up with alerts. I can't handle it all. I don't have time for this. I can't handle it. It's too much information.
I
cannot handle this.
You just want a tip a day.
I'm overly stimulated right now with stocks. All this stuff is in my head.
Are you trying to be like Kramer on Seinfeld right now? Because your whole mannerisms and everything is just,
it's out of control.
I'm very frazzled by this.
I think you need more of and you guys know I'm talking about the Professor Picks model, which is one email a day.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Consolidated,
Jim Cramer. I do not need – I'm not – look at my inbox, Adam.
Is there a way to actually manage the emails where you tell
them all? See, Real Money Pro. I'm
assuming that these emails are directly related to an upsell attempt. They're trying to sell you the next package or something else.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't realize that. So I got their free 14-day deal. And then they're like, oh, hey, well, for this much more, this is where the real action's at. I'm like, wait a second. I thought I just signed up for the real action.
No.
What the hell is this then?
No, that was just
that's a rookie mistake.
That was the taste,
you.
Dude. It's the drug dealer sales model, which I'm a huge fan of. You give people their first taste for free.
Is this Charterhouse?
Oh, absolutely. You give them their first taste for free. They get their tongue wet and they love the taste of it, and they're going to come back for more. You don't need to charge them out the ass the first time. You can do that later down the road. Drug dealer model. It's perfect.
I do think I'm going to buy some of this Comcast stock, though. Daddy likes what he's seeing from it.
Daddy loves it. Hey, can you guys, with all your media clout, get us up to 1,000 followers on the podcast? We're 73 shy.
Yeah,
I think that's possible.
I can do that.
73 away from 1,000. Let's get to 1,000.
You're not even at 1,000 yet?
No, dude.
You got to work that account a little bit more.
I do.
You got to stroke it a little bit.
Well, you guys could tweet from it if you wanted to.
I tweet at it sometimes.
I don't have
not from it.
I don't have the information.
I don't have the information either.
Oh, gee. I wonder how you could get it.
I don't want any part of that after you're sending nasty tweets to Jamie Pollard. I don't want my hands on that.
Nasty. The nasty it's time tweet.
Pollard blocked you, didn't he?
Yeah. Reared its ugly head. Yep. It's time. That's what the tweet said.
Can you imagine if you actually said something like...
I don't think that was Fawcast, though. I think that was me.
No, it was a Fawcast.
Are you sure?
Because Williams and I had a conversation with you afterwards about that, remember?
No, I don't know if it was about that one, though.
It was because you had our names on the bio.
Maybe. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, well.
So here's one thing I don't understand. When you send an email to someone, at, like, let's say Charterhouse, and they say, hey, please remove me from this email chain. I guess I've never done that before. How hard is it just to delete an email, Chris? You're sitting here bitching about emails. Just to delete the damn things.
Yeah, but it takes time to delete an email, even if it's just a second.
No, I'm not bitching about emails. I didn't know what I was signing up for here.
That I understand.
You probably did not unclick the box. That's what I hate is when you sign up for
it's really
anything
intense.
And they have the promotional box already checked for you. So you better see it or you're screwed.
Mark, would you like to do a separate stock market podcast?
I feel like I would lose a lot of people money by that. I like stocks. My wheat
stock's down like 9% today.
I'm never going to say that I
think you're in this one just a little too early, the wheat stocks. That's just my take.
It's a long, man, but this
long
thing.
Long, yeah.
But like I got it in one of my growth funds. If this thing ever takes off, oh, I'm going to be rich. I got like over 1,000 shares of it, and I bought it at like 49 cents. Think if that thing ever trades at like 100.
Just think. What are the odds of that happening, though?
Hey, the question. Mark.
Yes.
You got to dream big.
I know.
At least I'm in the game.
So can we talk about
– what do you need to talk about?
Chris,
what do you
Chris,
have on your
Chris
chest?
Seemed like you didn't really care because Chris is already a big deal, but the rest of us are just –
you're just salivating.
The rest of us are just humble servants of the Lord here.
This Dan Patrick crap.
Yeah, so Dan Patrick has been playfully mentioning names and Des Moines. He had a story today about how him and Paulie got on a plane that was headed to Chicago, but then continuing on to Des Moines.
It seems like you have an actual like hard-on for Dan Patrick.
Well,
is this accurate?
Well, not specifically him, but you do realize that my son is named after Seton from that show. So there is a connection for me. There's no question about that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So
you love him.
But the stewardess on the plane literally asked, because she did not know how to pronounce it, if it was Des Moines. I think that's what they said today. Des Moines. And Paulie and Dan said, yep, that's it. No one that's not. So then she announces that the flight will be continuing on to Des Moines. So they do know how to pronounce Des Moines, which is nice. But my thing was, would Fokkers be interested in – it sounds like these guys are coming. Now, where are they coming? I don't know. Dan specifically, maybe an Iowa State game they mentioned, Baylor at Iowa State at the end of February. But if they came here and Charterhouse could sponsor the Danettes to come down to our office for an hour for a little meet and greet, storytelling, cocktails, whatever. Would people be interested in coming by? I think they absolutely would be interested in coming by to meet the four Danettes. If you listen to the show. If you don't listen to the show, absolutely not. Nobody would care. But
could we get him on the Fawcast?
Well, I think we could probably do a special Fawcast that day, or at least a short one to get a few of them on. But
I'm sure that people would be interested in that.
If Dan Patrick came on your show, would he be the biggest name ever on your show? Who's the biggest name so far on your show?
On our show?
Dude,
Marco Rubio?
He's gonna mention a wrestler. I'm waiting.
Well, I mean,
Triple H!
As far as like the most famous, yeah, Rubio would probably be. Donald Trump Jr.
He was?
Yeah, he was okay. On our show. I mean, we've had multiple WWE world champions.
You've had Sage Rosenfels on.
Sage. Like, in those WWE guys, but I guarantee they have more Twitter followers than Rubio does.
So here's a question for you. Who is your gettable dream guest?
Oh, Lord. That's a...
Charles Barkley.
I would love to interview Barkley. I love Barkley.
Because you know Barkley is going to give you actual answers.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say like Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan could be PC up. You know?
I've never thought about that, Mark. You know who mine would be? I would love to interview Gruden. I love Gruden.
Yeah.
He's fascinating to me.
That Brett Favre, man, he's one hell of a football player.
He's topical. Brett Musburger would be great. And maybe now that he's retiring, that might actually be possible.
I love that he's retiring to go do some gambling biz in Vegas. That's fantastic.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. He's going out. He's moving to Vegas with his family to start a handicapping business. For real.
Good for him.
I saw you say that yesterday. Where did you hear this from? I knew he was moving to Vegas.
In the article about him retiring.
Really?
It was in there. Yeah. I'm shocked people didn't focus on that part of it. That's was just like he's retiring. But why?
Do you think he put that in there just to troll people? Just because he...
No, he mentioned on Dan Patrick today. He's like, and it's a little bit muddled. He's like, yeah, I'm not real good at it. That's what he was saying. So I don't think he's going to be giving out like tips and stuff, but they're starting a handicapping business.
Really?
I mean, why not with the name he's got?
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well. So I think he probably got pushed out the door a little bit based on recent comments and stuff. I'm sure they were saying, it might be time for you to
like
try something new.
Like what recent comments? What did
he do? The whole Mixon thing with Oklahoma and the woman, you know, people didn't like how that played.
Yeah.
You know, let's face facts. Brent Musburger doesn't give a crap about PC. And we live in that world now, so maybe it is time for him to go.
And ESPN right now is the king of PC.
Yes.
So, over. Did you see the tennis analyst that got fired from them the other day?
No, what happened?
We don't need to get into it. We could talk about it later. But, yeah, he basically was making comments during a Serena match, said something that says all the time, and the Twitter world went off on it. And the next thing you know, ESPN buckled like, you know, pansies. And
did you do you remember, like, 2 years ago when that – he's, like, one of their recruiting guys? He meant to send out tweet out a link to one of his stories, and he sent a Pornhub link instead.
Who was this?
One of their recruiting analysts.
Mm-mm.
I did not remember.
He's still employed.
Sure, because that's okay.
I mean, I don't think that's a fireable offense.
Who's the Knicks coach that was
Rambis?
Rambis.
Kurt Rambis.
Yeah, he had the porn links on there too.
What did he do?
He was liking Facebook liking porn sites or something like that.
Yeah, he was showing up on his Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
He claimed to hack.
So
have to.
So Mark, the wheels are in motion. You're trying to acquire the Danettes. Is this how this is happening?
Well, the wheels are in motion through our mutual friend John Liebel. He's
friend of the program.
He's supposedly working on it.
If anybody can make this happen, it'd be Liebs.
Well, here's my thought, and I fully believe this.
Would you make him a cake?
Sure, why not?
Would you have Hy-Vee do it again?
I'd have Hy-Vee do it.
I'd make sure that they spelled that right.
Here's my theory in life, and I believe this with 1,000%, which isn't possible.
That's not possible. With
enough money, which I don't have, but with enough money, I could get anybody to come to Charterhouse. Anybody.
Mark, we know you had the money.
I don't. But you want Michael Jordan here? He will absolutely come here for enough money. Any musician, enough money. It's about money, fellas.
Are you going to live up to your promise and have Mr. Belding call me on my birthday?
Did I promise you that one or someone else? I can absolutely
do that.
Well,
you said somebody's calling me on my birthday, and you hinted toward Mr. Belding.
It would help to know when your birthday is again.
June 29th.
Okay. June.
Can you write that down, please? Because I'm expecting a D-list celebrity phone call on my birthday.
It's actually going to be Kelly Kapowski.
Dude,
it's going to be a FaceTime.
You know who I might be able to get?
Kelly Kapowski. And she'll charge me $1.29
a minute. Dude, I got a perfect one.
You would take it.
I got a perfect one for you that I think might actually do that type of thing and be available.
Here.
How would you like a birthday phone call from the Soup Nazi?
Oh, my God. That'd be better than
Melvin. I think I could probably arrange that. Yeah.
You want soup for your birthday?
Yeah.
You've been bad boy. No soup for you.
Colin, happy birthday. And no soup for you. That would be great. Tyler Osby, my friend, who I did have Belding call and leave him a voice message, he said it was one of the best birthday presents he ever got. So it's
– You –
Yeah. I might
so you that. Actually have done that. You had Belding call?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Remember the Seinfeld art that you graciously gave me?
Yeah. Did you ever hang it? Is it up?
Well, I've completely redone my office, and it's going up, and I also bought something to complement it.
Ooh.
There's a like a poster that I found online with every character ever in Seinfeld. It's like a caricature of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of characters.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That would be a pretty cool piece of art.
Yeah.
If you've got that.
Do you guys want to hear the poll results, by the way?
Sure.
What are the poll? What's the poll?
I put the poll up before you got here. Which sports radio show host do you like most? Jim Rome, Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, or Jay Moore?
Where's my name?
No, this is national. Okay, local.
I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't I be on there?
Well, even local, I don't know if you'd make top four.
Who do you got? No, we're not opening that up.
I've seen the ratings. Chris is definitely top four. I'm just going to stick up for him.
Thanks, brother.
You bet.
A lot of people don't even know why I included Jim Rome. Jim Rome is not here in Des Moines, though, anymore, is he? Which hurts.
Well.
Where is he?
I'm sure you can stream
him. He's on CBS and 1700 drops or I don't know what happened, but they're ESPN now. No. What? They are.
1350, I thought it was ESPN.
It gets confused around here.
1350 is ESPN.
A lot of format changes.
1700 is CBS, but they don't do sports all day.
Okay.
So when Rome's on, there's a local show that's on, I believe.
You know, people, and I get it, but Rome, what, 5, 10 years ago was the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Was the guy.
He was one of the pioneers.
Yeah. Dan Patrick's running away with the 62%.
Second
is Coward 19. I think me and you are in the same agreement. Colin Coward's the most talented.
Yeah, I think
if you're just listening to his segment, he's by far the best. Dan Patrick's fluff until interviews, and then Dan Patrick is by far the best interviewer, and there's no one close.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all that people prefer Dan Patrick, because Dan Patrick is lumped in with the Danettes. It's a different thing than what Cowherd does. He has the hot blonde on his show. But there's something about
Hot Blonde has nothing to do with how good he is.
Well, on TV it has a lot to do with it.
99% of people aren't watching them.
Yeah,
on
they're streaming him on iHeart.
My point is, he has some great takes, and when I see news about him, I watch those and listen. And he's talented. But I think one of the reasons that like a podcast like this is popular is that there's more than one person. There's three of us, and having multiple opinions is nice.
Let me throw this out there: why I think that Dan Patrick works better. I think he just plays better to middle America. Cowherd spends a lot of time on the NBA.
He likes the big markets.
Yeah. And Patrick's show, I think, is probably the content resonates better with Iowans.
Yeah.
That would be my industry.
And plus Cowherd rips on Iowa all the time. That doesn't help him here.
Who is the more talented sports talk host? I think it's Cowherd. That doesn't mean he's better. I think it has more to do with your taste than anything.
He can take any sports thing and turn it into a real world situation as good as anybody.
Well, what you're saying is if you gave both Patrick and Cowherd 5 minutes and gave them the same topic and said, give me your take.
Yeah,
you like Cowherd's way better.
Absolutely. And I don't think it's even close who's better at that. However, Cowherd can really rub. Cowherd has like a pretty I'm kind of like a disciple of his when it comes to the sports talk world, but his ego is just out of control.
And Patrick's is too, though.
It is, but he hides it better.
Dan Patrick doesn't go out of his way to troll people. Cowherd will go out of his way to troll people.
Patrick doesn't intentionally have really strong takes. Yep. Cowherd does and loves it. Yep. Like the Iowa take was a really strong take, and he knew what he was doing, and he did it.
And he keeps doubling down on it. He's not going away from it because he knows.
Look at that sweater Rich Eisen has.
That's a nice cardigan right there.
That's a grandpa sweater. I would wear that.
Rich Eisen's boring. I like him. Nice guy.
It's a horrible show.
Adorable?
A horrible show.
How long will it last, though? Because he's got clout. He could be on for a long time.
He'll be on a long time. He's got a lot of corporate deals that are really strong.
What specifically, about him, what do you not like about him? Why do you think he sucks?
I don't think he sucks.
It's a boring show.
Yeah, I don't like the content.
It's boring.
Yeah. I just don't like the content.
And it's weird because
he's so nice.
He does a lot of stuff.
He's so nice.
I don't think that I'm not anti Rich Eisen. It's just not my type of radio.
He does a lot. He has a lot of odd guests too. I mean, he tries to go the celebrity route, but he'll have the creator of Breaking Bad.
No,
I like that show, but for that show, it seems like an odd fit.
In his defense, sometimes that stuff's probably being forced down his throat. Yeah, would be my guess.
Yeah. The parent company owns the show.
I love Rosello and Cannell. I think they're great.
I love them.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good.
I know a lot of people don't. I enjoy Mike and Mike in the morning.
They're okay.
It depends on who they have as a guest.
I've really soured on them over the years. I used to, when I was in Shenandoah, I listened to them every morning. It's gotten stale for me.
Yeah, I get that. They've been on a while. They've been on a long time.
Yeah, and I feel like you need to, in anything, when you're, performing or whatever, you kind of have to reinvent yourself. I feel like we need to do that at Cyclone Fanatic right now.
Yeah, I get it.
There's certain things that just get stale after a while, and you've got to change it up every once.
You got to adapt. Yeah,
you don't need to take a 180, but you need, I'm glad they're breaking up.
Are they?
Yeah, they're breaking up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Greenberg's gonna have his own show.
Is he? He might be the most talented guy in radio. He's very talented. I mean,
he's fantastic.
His takes might not be, but as far as running a show, leading a show, he's so good.
To any young up-and-comer sports talk host, he is the golden standard as far as teases, getting in and out of breaks, interviews. He is the golden standard.
Yeah,
he's probably the greatest of all time.
Ooh, he's a goat.
When it comes to technical sports,
he's
talk,
the Brett Favre.
He's the Tom Brady.
Stop it. I would venture to say, if you would ask most industry professionals about that, that Mike Greenberg would be the gold standard in that.
So who are we talking about again? Mike Greenworth?
Mike Greenworth.
So I and I know that we disagree on this. I Jacoby and Jalen.
Jacoby's such a dork.
Oh, I love him.
He's such a dork. And then Jalen.
He's perfect because he can set up Jalen so well.
I like Jalen better when him and Bill Simmons were doing it together.
That was very good, yeah. Simmons had a terrible year.
Yeah, not a good year for him at all. It's too bad. I like Sims. I haven't listened to him in a year, though.
He'll come back. You don't listen to his pod now?
No, I haven't downloaded. No.
He sucks on TV. He doesn't need a TV show.
Which, there's a lot of people that are like that.
Podcast, great.
Yeah.
There's rumors of him going to FS1 to be with Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan, I don't know.
Has that Garbage Time show.
Oh, she's cute, man.
She's
it's always about looks with
Sorry,
each other.
Wife. Well, let's just
she's
come on.
She's from Boston. I don't
she's
know.
Got she's got an interesting look. I'll show you a picture, but she's got an interesting look.
Speaking of interesting looks, I noticed this today as I stopped and got a cup of coffee. And I'm not. If anybody listening out there's got these, I apologize ahead of time. But what is with the earrings that are so big that when you take them out of your ear is forever gone? Like, it's just not the same. Yeah. I understand tattoos. I understand certain piercings.
I was going to get one of those.
No, you were never. Dude, you know what I'm talking about, where it leaves a hole in your ear the size of, like, a mini donut?
Yeah.
And then when they take the earring out, your ear is forever stretched out?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Shut up.
Dude, that's somebody trying to be cool, hip to be hip.
Yeah, what? You have a problem with people expressing themselves?
No, it's disfiguring.
Yeah, it's just – I mean – like I said, tattoos, great. Piercings, great. You know, do whatever. And you can do this, too. That's one I do not understand.
Well, I think that people have a right to express themselves.
All right, great.
I'm not saying they don't have a right. You know what? You liberals, I'll tell you what.
Way in, Gray.
Unbelievable.
You just saw Katie Nolan.
She's very attractive.
Boom.
Yeah, very attractive.
That's the most you'll get out of Gray in regards to a woman.
Well, a couple of the pictures you showed had a little cleavage.
Would you commit adultery with her?
No, I would not. I love my wife.
What if you were a single man?
Yes, I would. But that's not adultery, then.
What if you were...
Would you commit sex with her if you were single?
What if you were technically single, but you and Julie were just talking? You were just texting, and Katie Nolan came around. And you knew that nobody else would know.
It's a different day and age now, you know? Back then, now I guess when you're single, you text with, like, 18 girls at once.
What if you were married, but you knew your wife would never find out?
No.
Because Gray would know. He would still know. Hey,
Jesus would know.
Whenever we talk about people like this and pictures, I always wonder myself, what percentage of our listeners have now, at this point, Googled Katie Nolan?
A high percentage.
The Google images do her wonders. Those are nice pictures. A lot better. Who's the chick in Vegas that you thought was Kelly from Vegas?
Oh, Kelly in Vegas.
She's gotten...
Friend of the program.
Oh, have you seen her recently?
She's not good looking.
I think she did some work. I hate it when women do that.
Like Megan Fox?
Well, I don't know if she did or not. So, and I know Kelly listens every week. No, she doesn't.
And I were texting Big 12 for a while.
Kelly in Vegas.
You're a married man, Chris.
No, it was all about Kansas State and Iowa State.
Kelly in Vegas is a professional.
She's someone you need to talk to on that.
She's a K-State fanatic. You know that.
Yeah, she doesn't know sports, though.
What I think she did, I think Kelly in Vegas did two things. Kelly in Vegas used to also be a server out there, like at the clubs.
Yeah.
That was one of her jobs. She didn't do that any longer. Well, when you're a server at one of the clubs, you got to look pretty on.
She's big time in the gambling world.
On point, right? She stopped doing that. And then there's just a look that people have when they've had work done to their face.
Yeah.
Botox or whatever it is. Pretty sure she had some work done. And she was a beautiful girl before that. She didn't need to.
Has anybody ever looked better after Botox? Ever? I'm sure somebody has that maybe I haven't noticed, but I've never.
Well, I got to be careful what I say here because there's people in this office that have gotten that,
and they're all lovely. So I should.
It's Nick. Look at no lines in his forehead down there at the end of the table.
Nick does look good.
I don't blame people for getting Botox when they have wrinkles, because Botox isn't the same as like a facelift.
Redoing your lips.
Yeah, the lips are the one that will get people.
Yeah.
Like this puffy look, like you just got stung
you
by a bee.
Have to be so judgmental. People can do whatever they want.
Hey, I believe you. Jeez. They can. If it makes you feel better, yeah. If it makes you feel better, do it, absolutely. But be aware that if you go get collagen injected into your lips, other people are probably going to notice that's happened.
We were watching, wife and I watched the Total Divas program.
Dude, my wife likes that
show. It's a great show. It really is a great show. And my wife doesn't even like wrestling or anything. She just,
Well, if you're a man and have never seen the show.
You watch the most garbage television.
Dude,
just telling you about that documentary on Pluto I just got done.
Phenomenal.
Exactly.
William's show, and I'm not a wrestling guy either, but it is full of attractive women.
It is a great show.
Yeah.
So anyways, one of the gals on there, so she had a breast implant. And they were worried that the silicone was leaking.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
That could, like, kill you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. She was all, like, freaking. Now they figured it out.
Yeah.
They took care of it.
Oh, it's not good.
Thank God I was worried for a second.
Eva Marie would have died,
I have no idea who you're talking
She's
about.
She's the girl with bright red hair.
Get
dude.
Eva Marie up for him.
Please. So did you guys see video? Changing subjects from wrestling real quick. There was a video that came out of a –
Oh, by the way, before we completely move on, Royal Rumble party at my house Sunday night. Anybody's welcome.
Oh, Royal Rumble. I used to love that.
Harper and I are
going to
live it up.
There was a video of a basketball player that gets poked in the eye underneath the hoop in a game overseas, I think. And it's like a real quick, like half second, his eyeball literally is poked out of his head.
Oh, my God.
Like you see the full white of the – so apparently they stuffed it back in. But his eyeball, the whole thing came out of his head. And luckily they're attached behind here. See, they don't just fall on the floor like a marble and roll away. But – that's bad.
Yeah, that's funny you said that because so we were just tying everything together. You brought up the Simmons podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they're doing there at The Ringer, and it's fantastic, is they're doing like sports movies Hall of Fame podcast where they like go and analyze all the like great sports movies.
Yeah.
And they just did Any Given Sunday. Did you ever see that one?
You know,
where the
funny
guy's eyeball literally pops out of his head in the movie?
It's funny you say it. I started watching that last night before I fell asleep.
Seriously?
Yeah, like 20 minutes
ago. Had you ever seen it?
No, not the full thing.
It's really good.
In the movie, is it a
so
it
far
a
the
fake,
start of it's not good.
Is it a
it's
fake
a good
eyeball?
Movie, I promise.
In the movie, like in the movie, does his character have a fake eye or it's supposed to be a real eye in the movie?
No, it's supposed to be a real eye.
Okay, because that's not possible.
Well,
your eye doesn't just pop out of your head.
That's the hilarity of
and
this
roll
movie.
Away.
It's like. It's trying to like.
Mark's
brutal.
Taking this very seriously.
They're not just.
Right
they're not just. Well, I had a wife that I do still have the same wife that worked with eyes for a living for a long time, so I know that they are actually attached.
She's an optometrist.
No, she got retrieved corneas from dead people, so they could be
Wait
donated to other people.
That was what Katie did.
Wait yeah. a second.
Here's Eva Marie. Enjoy. Yeah. Yeah, for years.
Fake.
She did that.
Fake. Cool. The other girl that you showed me was real.
I literally just
are you
told
telling
you
me,
that
are
she
you
had
tell,
fake boobs.
Are you telling me that's not her real hair color? Is that what you're
There's
telling me?
There's nothing about that girl that says natural beauty to me. That's all fake. Now, the girl you showed me before that Simmons is going to do
so,
the show with,
Katie
that's,
Nolan.
That's a natural beauty.
Once again, great judging people for what they want to do to their bodies. Oh, they want to have an earring. I'm going to make fun of them on my podcast.
Did I make fun?
Yeah, you were ripping on whoever you got the coffee from.
Did I make fun?
Eva,
said I don't understand. That did not make
fun.
Eva
Marie is about
this is the problem with the world right now. You see this on social media. Someone has a take, and everyone spins it around, and, oh, you can't let people do what they want to do. Do what you want to do. It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying I don't understand it.
Well, and then you went and judged her on a podcast.
Dude, here's
Did
the
I
deal.
Say her name? Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know where I had coffee?
Well, let's see.
Stop. No, don't look at it.
Eva Marie is as fake as they come, but Gray would not kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
I would. I'd kick her. I wouldn't even let her in bed. I wouldn't even let her in the house.
Shut up. Yeah, Katie retrieved corneas.
Wow.
For a long time.
So, like, okay, so when we – people die.
Correct.
Did is she it, do the surgery on
and
it?
And then, like, how quickly after a death do you have to go get the cornea?
I think it was ideally 12 hours.
Do you have to get permission?
Definitely was in 20.
Take somebody's cornea?
Absolutely, yeah.
You can't just cut it out?
They were either a donor. They'd sign up on a donor registry.
How do you sign up to be a cornea donor?
It's included, I believe, as part of being a donor.
Donation.
Like on your license? Donor?
Yeah.
Katie will kill me because I won't get this right. But
how do you go to school for this? Was this something
she
knew?
She didn't. She got trained. So somebody would die. She'd get a call. And eventually she led this team. So she'd have, like, Iowa State students that want to go to med school and stuff. They'd be part of this team. They'd get in scrubs, just like regular doctors. They'd go to the funeral home or wherever the body was. They'd do a body exam. They would open up their eyes because usually you have closed eyelids at this point.
Hopefully.
Put in a device and literally think of your cornea like a contact lens.
Yep.
They cut around the colored part of your eye, your pupil. Remove the cornea. I think they put a cap in, then shut your eyes back and wish you well on your journey to wherever you're going at that point.
You're already gone.
And then they
your soul ascends or descends.
And then the way they used to do it is the Iowa Lions, the philanthropic organization, would take these corneas over to Iowa City where they would either use them for research or if you're out paintballing and get shot in the eye and you need a new cornea, where's that come from?
Well,
some
you should
dead
be
person.
Wearing goggles.
Should be. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people need cornea
Paintball's
transplants.
Really fallen off. It used to be a really big deal.
Cornea transplants.
Paintball's fun.
Yeah,
I'd love to shoot the shit out of you paintballing.
I would love to do that as well.
Cornea transplants happen a
we
lot.
We should totally do
happen
it.
Happen a lot.
That doesn't sound like a very fun job.
Could you imagine if we did a Cyclone Fanatic staff party at the paintball range?
It wouldn't be
like
fair.
Rob Gray doing barrel rolls.
Oh, I bet Rob's pretty good at paintballing.
Paintball's awesome.
I don't know. Rob's a very peaceful man. I don't know if that would be.
Jared would be terrible. He's too tall.
Yeah, he's too big.
I'm too big too. I'd be getting just pelted.
You guys are too slow.
I would have never wanted to. I would have never wanted to do that job, but
bring
she liked it,
on.
It. She said it. She liked it because it allowed people who couldn't see very well to see again.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
So sure. She helped people, but.
That's nice. That is nice. The cutting out the eyes of the dead people.
Now here's okay. So I got a before and after pic of Eva Marie. Before this is a person
we're
that
still,
I think
we're
this
still talking
the, this
about.
This is a person that was helped by plastic surgery. We're okay. Talking about how it never improves anybody. Look at her before and after pics.
Yeah.
She got the nose done. Got the chin done.
Well, let's be honest. The nose and chin have nothing to do with their beauty now. All it is makeup,
guys,
lipstick, and hair. That's
I'm
all
not,
it is.
I really don't want to judge these women anymore. I feel like we've crossed a line here.
They're all beautiful.
We should talk about Iowa State basketball for the last 10 minutes. Go.
Is this still a season? Are we still playing? No.
Hey, we won.
Great win.
We won.
I agree. I was so relieved leaving Hilton.
Oh, my gosh. For the first 25 minutes was the best Iowa State's played all year. Even the first 5 minutes of the second half.
When Matt missed those three free throws, it just changed the game.
It did. And then we just stopped moving the ball, shot a lot of 18-foot jump shots, just got a little sloppy.
I will admit I did not see all of the game. I watched part of it. Matt missed three free throws on the same trip.
A 90% free
after he
throw
made
shooter.
7 3-pointers. He was like 7 for
like,
9 on threes.
What, was it hopefully like barely misses, like they rattled out?
Rattled in and out three in a row.
That's hard to do when you're that good of a shooter.
Prome, 90%, yeah.
Prome nailed it in his post game, and Mark, you would have appreciated this being a gambler.
Yeah.
Prome goes, every person in this room, man, if you could have put $1,000, man, that he's going to make all three of those, or that he wouldn't miss all three of those, y'all would have lost $1,000, man.
Yeah.
And he nailed it. Like there's you can't comprehend
it's
Matt
almost,
Thomas
it's
missing.
It's almost improbable.
Yeah, you cannot comprehend Matt Thomas missing three free throws
well,
in a row.
I bet you can go back to him in eighth grade since he's missed, stepped up to line, practice or game,
missed
shooting
three in a row,
and missed three in a row.
Yeah, that's hard to imagine.
He's a 90% free throw shooter, and he was on fire.
For 2 years in a row, he's been a 90% free throw shooter.
So now he's got to make his next 27 in a row to keep up with this.
I was
he might
too. Good, yeah.
I was just doing a little research on that after the game because I was just befuddled by it. I didn't realize how bad he was as a freshman.
Yeah,
his
was,
free throw shooting.
Remember how nervous he was?
He was
so nervous every time he stepped to the line.
How many did Fred make in a row during that competition? That coach's thing that they
he made all 25
did?
Most of the time. Oh, for three or four rounds. So I think he was like 98 for 100 or something.
That's crazy.
Like that.
Who's open for a spur of the moment road trip to Nashville? We leave tomorrow morning.
What?
Who's in?
Where are you going?
Who's
for the Vanderbilt game.
I'm just asking anybody.
Dude, Jake's got a tournament, three games on Saturday. Coach.
Just find a backup.
I love Nashville. Brant's going to be down
there
if you go down and meet up with Brant.
Can I fly there and meet you? Say hi.
Look up flights right now.
Take a limo. Charter's always about the limo.
Nick's on it, dude.
Look up flights right now. I'm serious.
I will.
I bet I get a friend of the program, Matt Urban, to come.
Let's play guess the flight.
Okay.
Tell me how much it's going to be.
$550.
I'm just going to go on kayak.com.
There is a direct from Des Moines to Nashville, right?
Is there? I didn't think there was, but.
I hope so. All right, we're going to find out.
We could even drive to Kansas City and
Departing tomorrow?
Just private jet.
Departing Friday?
Yeah.
Charter, go big.
Let's do this.
Returning when? Because I got to put a return.
We'll come back on Sunday. It'll give us the day to party down in Nashville.
Go to Tootsie's?
I'll go anywhere.
Let's check Orbitz, Hotwire, Travelocity, and Expedia. Check those boxes.
I bet I can get us free tickets.
To the game.
Yeah.
Give me all right, time to guess. Give me your guess here.
$550.
I'm gonna go a little bit lower than that. Okay. Let's say $450.
We're still
I changed my mind. Higher. $800.
$662.
Wow, you don't wanna fly on Alaska Airlines. $370 on Alaska Airlines.
But man, they got some nice seats.
Nick, what are you showing? $661 roughly? No, that's even with a stop. They don't have a direct flight.
No, I'm pretty sure. Because I used to fly down there to Nashville. It's never direct.
That stinks.
I love Nashville, though. It's a good time.
It's still a lot quicker than driving, though. I mean, it's a total trip of 5 hours, even with the stop.
Yeah, driving 9 hours, you get down there by I think driving's worth it.
You Uber it from there.
Mark, what about leaving from Kansas City?
Let's change the parameters here.
Are we doing this on the actual podcast right now?
What's your guess now?
Well, I'm thinking that there might be some fanatics out there who are interested in this. I'm going to drop it down to $350 a trip, direct flight.
It's got to be a lot cheaper, right?
Or does Omaha have one?
Searching. Nick's computer might be faster than mine. Not a lot cheaper. $597? Dude, I've flown much farther than this for much cheaper. I don't get airline flights at all.
There's still nothing direct. Nothing direct. Carpool, guys, I'm telling you. You save $50 in gas per person.
You can't go direct from Kansas City?
How far is...
What about Omaha? Check Omaha real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
How far is Memphis from Nashville?
This fall cast just went down the tubes with you guys searching price.
Great. Analyze Iowa State basketball real quick.
Yeah.
Analyze it.
Do you think that they'll beat Vanderbilt? Go. Well, Mark and I will.
Go. They better.
I'm not Colin Cowherd, man. I'm more like Dan Patrick. I need my Danettes here with me.
How do you break down the Iowa State-Vanderbilt game?
Oh, geez. Well, first off, we have a disadvantage as far as the court goes because they have that stupid court where the players are at the end.
I hate that.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Guys aren't used to that. Right there, that gives Vanderbilt 6 points.
So Omaha's more expensive than Des Moines.
No kidding.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry, I'm not kidding.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on these prices because you and I are doing this, Mark. Okay,
Memphis.
Go ahead. So there's a disadvantage.
So are the
200?
Iowa State seniors should be able to go on the road, beat a team that they're better than, a team that won at Florida last weekend. But are they going to play like seniors? The end of the game against Kansas State, when Iowa State was up like, what, 5 with a minute to go, that should be a game Iowa State wins handily the rest of the year or all year because they have Naz, Matt, Monte controlling the ball. But, man, they threw it away. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know. I think Iowa State wins by 4. I'll go 4.
I think Iowa State wins.
All the analytics, and I mean, I'd be a liar if I said I knew much about Vanderbilt.
Or analytics.
Well, I mean, but you can just look at analytics and look at the picks, and everything has Iowa State by like 3.
3. Okay.
From KenPom to, you know, just.
You know those analytics are wrong as much as they're right.
Mark, do you have anything else?
I actually do want to go down to a Vandy game.
Let's go tomorrow.
Not to end on a sad note, but my wife's brother John went to school at Vanderbilt. He's passed away.
Yeah,
smart guy.
I always pour one on the block when I talk about him. That's what you got to do for your homies. So I just poured one on the block there.
It's Mountain Dew though.
Mark,
is this
supposed to be a beer?
We're going tomorrow.
So, it's possible.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's possible. I think that you know some people.
And I'm like,
I think you know some people that
Trump.
Have access to private planes.
I'll be Trump.
That's what I think.
And you're going to pay for it.
Hey, if you find a way to get me on a private plane, I just might pay for it.
I can't do that.
Why not? You know people.
No, I don't. I don't know anybody who can get us on a private plane to Nashville tomorrow.
You flew on a private plane to Minneapolis last month.
That was absolutely – none of it was set up by me either.
Take your one-day salary and use it towards this private plane.
I think you could, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Would a little puddle jumper, does that make it to Nashville on one tank of fuel?
Adam, how excited are you to, and please tease the On the Trail podcast as well.
Thanks, buddy.
How excited are you for National Signing Day?
You know what? Not as much as in years past. In years past, Iowa State still had, what, like 8 open scholarships, it felt like.
Correct.
They're going after all these guys, and you didn't know what to expect. I think we have a pretty good idea of what we're going to expect for signing day this year. I think you're going to see like a Keontae Jones maybe commit or somebody else, but guys that Iowa State fans have known about for a long time, so there's not going to be any huge surprises. But I'm always excited for a new class to come in. You know that. And then what do we have coming up after that, Chris? February 9th, Thunderhead, signing day party.
Yeah. That's what day is that?
It's Thursday, February 9th.
The 9th, yeah.
We're picking up our special guests. Schmatt Schmamble.
You can't say that.
I have no idea who he's talking about because he just scrambled the name.
Yeah, it's like
I really don't.
Balish Molish. You're so mad at me right now.
It's like me saying
Tom
that
Janning.
It's like me saying that for sure I'm gonna get the Fanettes. To come here too.
No clue.
Nobody knows who I'm talking about. It's fine.
So if you want to meet somebody who is an important role at Iowa State, come to our recruiting party February 9th.
I want to get when he arrives on campus. I want to get Lat Fleo on the show.
You can actually say Matt Leo's name
because
he's not coming to the recruiting party, so you can say his name.
Yeah, okay. He won't be there.
Australia, right?
Australia, yeah.
He's got to have a sweet accent.
Aussie.
I bet he calls you mates. Thanks, mates, for having me.
Do you think he struggles at all in Ames to pick up chicks?
Dude, that guy's going to leave with AIDS.
Mark. I don't think you can say that.
I don't wish it upon him. I'm just saying he's going to have his. He's going to have his way.
I don't think you can say that.
It's AIDS, not HIV. That's the bad one.
No, AIDS is
No. AIDS becomes HIV, doesn't it?
No, HIV becomes AIDS, you idiot.
Okay. Well, either way, you wouldn't want it.
You crossed like 10 lines right there.
You wouldn't want either one. So.
No, he's going to leave.
You could have picked like an STD. You went straight to AIDS.
I'm just telling him to be careful.
This is such an inappropriate conversation. It's about a young man.
He's not young. He's your age. He's like 28.
I'm gonna.
He's like 24.
When he arrives on campus, I'll get him some condoms.
He's a stud. I'm excited for his.
He is on campus already, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he's already on
campus.
Yeah,
he's already on campus.
Yeah. He might already have it for all you know.
He might.
So then Gray just doubles down.
Girls of Ames, watch out. Oh, man.
He's going for Chris Babb's record in the year, by the way.
Oh, Chris Babb has a record?
Guys, I got to get off of this.
Man, we're about to get Chris sued. Oh, he's got to be. He's so mad about so many things right now.
The thoughts and opinions expressed here today are exclusively of Charterhouse Real Estate.
Oh, I wish you the best, Matt Leo.
Keep looking for the Vanderbilt flight, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Well, I think we should do Super Bowl prop bets next week.
Ooh,
Super Bowl
prop. Everybody come with three of them.
Yeah, and we're going to recap our trip to Vanderbilt this weekend that I'm apparently going on.
And I'll break down how Jake's tournament went. I know everyone's dying to know.
Awesome.
Shut up.